Maybe one of them will work. Oh, yeah, they don't work. All right, part of the show. Now, I talked in the Maram Kremis, the Yerachaim, the Kliyakar, who quote the Medrash that everybody has heard in countless drushes, that Timoli or Etzchomos, what was their pet? They were Lomdashiganovim, and when each one, they stole a Chasi Pruta, so it shouldn't be Yetzei B'dayonim. Now, the Medrash is difficult for a lot of different reasons, but the first problem is, that what did they accomplish? The knife is narrowing the folks from Shabbat Pruta. So what was the deal? They've been stealing at Shabbat Pruta. Your Achayim, if you looked at it, it's interesting. I won't repeat it because it's not the game altogether. What he says is totally wrong. And I say that with back saying that because I think he never did see the matters. We'll forget. I don't want to talk about it because it's not the game. It's not time. We're not going to get a second Jewish. But you go to, he says that what they were doing was Hakofer. You go into the Medrash, you see it wasn't Hakofer, it was Gezel Mamish.
What does he mean by Hakofer? What does he mean by running up a debt?
A loan.
They didn't pay back that.
They took merchandise on credit, and they didn't pay. And that's, it's Chirim, it's Orchaim's Norchaim. He says that the Ben-Nerah and Ben-Nerah is not Nerah for that. I don't have a Rishon who says that, but I don't have a theory either.
I can't either, right?
Okay, good. But
it's not what the Medrash says.
But it's not what the Medrash says. It's not going to help you for the Medrash. Yeah. The Kli Yochar, that's nice, Rush. Says the Kli Yochar, that of course you're Nerah on post Mishov Brutin. But it says in the post that if I Tishok, he saw it's Lishne Elikim, Elikim Ainu Hadayoni. Of course it's Chayavis, but it can't be right to the moment. Yes, I mean, very nice. they're Nerag, and the was the Tishokhi Soretz, and they're dealing with half a Pruta. No way mitigated their avera,
right.
And they weren't such great lomdim. But the post is telling you something else. But tishoche tzores lifnei alikim. Even dayonim were mitzdayer, not just for the iser, but because they couldn't remedy the iser, they were stuck with the iser. Fine, we'll come back to the medrash a little bit later. The first thing that I just want to mention is that there's a clear tesis. If you read the tesis literally, the tesis is a stira to the medrash. It's a thesis in Avodah Zorah, was in the Maram HaKemis. Yet we're in the thesis with Agos HaBak. There is no other way to understand the thesis. Let's see, the thesis says... And the Bach puts in an extra few words to make it clear, it's pshat, that it's only if he stole from Yisroel, it's not a bargain shop. Because Yisroel's Meichel, it's Meichel to go to. Avliv Kichovim, la bar mechilu. So Avliv Kichovim, he'll have to pay. It's Yetzir B'dayonim, even for Avliv Kichovim. Now that's a clear steer to the Medrash. Medrash says, these words, Kichovim, you know, they're not Jews. They were doing things, they were stealing the Kol Poshim Shavu Pruta, they shouldn't be able to get it back from them. So Vosim Shavu Ketan, according to Tosis, Nochim, I would pay the Chatzi Pruta anyway. So the Tosis, if you read it the way I read it just now, is clearly a steer to the Medrash. I'll come back to that later at the very end, I hope. Remember to come back to it. So let's talk about Epochus Mishavu Pruta. Pachas Mishova Pruta is not Yetzer B'dayonim. So why isn't a Pachas Mishova Pruta Yetzer B'dayonim? And why is a Benayach Nerag on even a Pachas Mishova Pruta? So we have a Rambam. The Rambam, we've, I think, spoke about this Rambam already, you know? Gezel Eskaver Mishova Pruta from Leisase, and if he steals a Shova Pruta, he's Chayev Laharzir. But also, it's in Halacha Bay, it's also a culture. I feel Akum also requires the way, but there's no Chiyuv of Hashoven. And Halacha Bofi says, Hagezel Pokh, Misho Fruta, Avi Shovar, Ainu Beteras Hashovas Gezela. So he says the Isser is the culture. Only there's no Chiyuv Hashoven for less than the Shovar Fruta. The Shovar Fruta seems to be a shear in the mitzvah of Hashoven. Less than Shavu Pruta is an Yisr, and there's no Chiyuv HaShavu for less. And then here, right in Halachos Gneiva, the Magid Mishnah says, V'din Pocht V'Shavu Pruta B'Momain K'din Chatzi Shir B'Yisurin.
Clear?
He says, Pocht V'Shavu Pruta is a Chatzi Shir, and that's why you can't be Maisi Momain. Chatzi Shir, you can't give Malkus for it. So, like Yisur, you can't give Malkus. There's no Hashofet, but Yisur's even on the Pot Mishor Brut. Just like in Machol's Asurus, there's an Yisur on the Pot Mishor also. Rambam even holds it's Chatzi Shir's also Minatera. But what's the difference? This is clearly, here it's everybody holds it's also Minatera. That the Pot Mishor is Asur, and the Shir of a Brut is only with regard to the Chiyuv Hashofet. And I think, and a little bit in the Memphis Kindle, but I think it's clear in the Rambam Hilchos Malachim, there are tes, halacha tes, and halacha yud. These are two halachas, one after the other. I read them as one big paragraph. Even if you put in the yud in between, I don't think it makes any difference. He says that the chen chayiv apokhis mishor v'ruta. That's halacha benayach. Benayach is chayiv on apokhis mishor v'ruta. Hilchos Malachim, there are tes. That's end of halacha yud, halacha tes, where he's talking about halacha tes is benoyach chayv on gezel. That's what halacha tes is all about. So he's telling me that the benoyach chayv on gezel, chayv misa, and he is not halacha is mishover pruta. In yud, he starts talking about something else. He talks about eiver minachay, vechen chayiv al eiver minachay, val bos minachay, bikol shu. The Chodah Machsa Machsa, no. I mean, it's exactly what the Magid Mishnah is saying. That's Pocht Mishir. But it's Chayim Pocht Mishir. It's Chayim Pocht Mishir of Eivim Rachai. It's Chayim Pocht Mishir of Gezel. Okay, so the Rambam seems to be saying that Pocht Mishir, I'm sorry, Pocht Mishir Brute is a din of Pocht Mishir, and that's why the Ben Noach is Nera, because the Noshurim, Shurim Alok Mishir Sinai, for Yisrael, the Noshurim for Bnei Noach. Who says differently besides the Gemaras, which we'll come to later. The one who says differently is the Sefer HaChinuch in Mitzvah Kuf Lamed. I don't think it's easy to find Rishonim, we'll say other Rishonim. I'm sure there must be, but the Sefer HaChinuch is easy enough to find, and it usually follows the Rambam. So here it's in Mitzvah Kuf Lamed, he says, Lefi Sheyisro Bnei Avrom Yisro V'Yakov Nedivim Bnei Nedivim Mei. Va'afilu Oni Shev Yisroel Mikivin Shin Nigzal Memenu Moichel Oysen Vein Chefzei Acharov Klal. The Mitzvah Kinnuch says it very eloquently. The reason that there's no Chiyav Hashov and a Pot Mishov Kudu was on Moichel, it's not because of Chatzis Yer. There's no Hashov, there's probably this sort of a culture who only Yisrael is Meichel. So it's not because it's a Chatzi Shir, and Ben Noach is Chayv and a Chatzi Shir. It's because later for his Meichel, and it's a problem. Why should, that's the Gemara's Kasha, we'll come to that later. Why should Ben Noach be narrowing about Meichel? But the Sefer HaChinuch says that the reason that there's no Chiyav HaShoveh is not because it's a Chatzi Shir, there's no Chiyav HaShoveh because the Yisrael is Meichel. But basically, there should be a Chiyav HaShoveh even on a Kol Shul. Now, this is now the Shaila, and the Machan Ephraim doesn't put it so clearly, but it's basically it's a Chakira. And the Machan Ephraim talks about both sides. Well, he doesn't present it as the Chakira and either or. But I have to know, what is the Halacha Pocht Mishor V'Pruta? Is it just I don't have a Shear for Hashoveh, I'm a Mechuyev Hashoveh? Or am I Mechuyev in Hashoveh? But the other person is Meichel, so after the Mechuyev, I don't have to give it back. And the Minchas Chinuch gives five Nachminus. The Machan Ephraim gives a sixth, and I'll give you a seventh. But it's not even all Nachminus, it's just an introduction. The Minchas Chinuch himself says that there are different nafminas. What's the nafgamina? If I need mechila, so what if I borrow my steel from a cheresh to a cotton? He's not a bar mechila. So it's a mitzvah hashoah. Veishiv mamish a mitzvah hashoah. It's a gezela to a cheresh to a cotton because it's not a bar mechila. The godel is meichel. The cheresh to a cotton can't be meichel. So I'm afraid he's not a shoah. Fine. The second is a little more subtle. But it's the same. And he makes it, it's really two, but he makes it one. I'm not going to be marbed numbers for no reason. He says, I have a person who doesn't know that I stole it from him. He's an Eini Deya. Or he's an Eimin Vitzareach. I'm not Meichel, you're not Meichel, you. I'm not one of these Bnei Avraham Yisrael Yankim. One from the Nedivim Bnei Nedivim. I don't want to be Meichel, you. So he says, in both cases, it's a Mitzvah Shofen. If the person's a Medina Siyam and he wasn't Meichel, it's Erev Kippur, I better hurry and give it to him or deposit it in his chutz or whatever, because he wasn't Meichel, it's not Mechila, I'm Mechuyiv and Hashofen. And until he's Meichel, I'm Mechuyiv and Hashofen. So the Eidi Yedei of the Eim Vitzareach is another Nafkamin. If it's Bokhz Bishir, there's a Mitzvah Shofen altogether. The third Nafkamin that he says is if the body you steal, a Bokhz Mishofen Prutin, and then it goes up in value. It's nisyaker. And now it's worth a shoveh prute. So he says, he's a little bit, look at, he's not sure that the mitzvah shoveh is nisyaker, but nevertheless, you certainly have to give it back because it doesn't belong to you. He wasn't meichel, it was somebody else's. It may not be a chiyuv hashoveh, says, but it belongs to the other person. Without a chiyuv hashoveh, says, I'll come back to that point later. But I think that's probably the most lomdish of the nafkamines between them. Even without a mitzvah hashoveh, to him, he's mesupik. He's willing to say there might even be a mitzvah hashoveh it's out there. And that I don't want to enter into. That may be totally the tour and the Ramah, and the Raman the tour, but put that aside. Fine, so that's the third nafkamine. The other case will be, if a person steals a pochus mishover pruta, and this pochus mishover pruta he doesn't have to give back, but it's not his either. And then he takes another pochus mishover pruta, and together he has a whole pruta. And he takes this pruta and it goes to Mekadesh Nisha. So if it's not his, it's just no Mitzvah Shovitz, who's Mekadesh Nisha mishover pruta. If the other person is Michael, so it's his, and he can Mekadesh Nisha with it. So and his final nafkamin is if a person, you know, in Macholos Asuras is Shir Kizai, since Pidei Achilas Pras. In Gezel, what's the Shir? Pidei Achilas Pras. I steal a half a pruta today, and I steal a half a pruta tomorrow from the same Nigzal, I have to give it back. It's a Shova pruta. That's if you tell me that there's a Mitzah Shova and a Chatzi pruta. That whole pruta is Mitzah Shova. But if I stole a half pruta today and it was Michael, then the second half of pruta is in the parasha. It's only half a pruta. I don't have to give him back anything. That's his next nafkamina. So, and the Machna Ephraim says, you know where the nafkamina is going to be? Gezel akum, it's also midrash. It's also, I feel a kol shu, even from a goy, Ramah's Makish, that the kol shu is even from an akum. Do I have to be meshi ve chatsi pruta to an akum? It's not Michael. If you tell me it's a chatsi shir, so I don't have to give it to an akum either. I can't, certainly no bigger chiv to return to an akum to do his sorrow. But if it's because of mechila, the akum is not meichel. So
even assuming it's a heshim to a goy.
I said, even assuming, if it's a shear, then probably it's the same shear. Right now, we don't have to explore whether there is a mitzvah of heshim to a goy at all. Now, niach there is.
Right.
There probably
so
is.
There is.
Yeah, we don't have to talk about it. But even if there is a mitzvah of the heshi to the goy, but certainly not on the pochus mishir. So, but if it's because of mechila, the goy isn't going to be meichel. So those are all those nafkaminas. I have another nafkamina, which is a very simple nafkamina. Not in this world, but in some ideal society. What if I can buy an esrig with a chatzi pruta? And I steal a pochus mishover pruta, and I buy an esrog. If there's just no mitzvah shoveh on a chatzi pruta, so it's not mine. I bought it with money that doesn't belong to me. It's not shaloi. I need lachem on the component of the first thing. However, if you tell me that the chatzi pruta is not returnable because I was meichel, because the nigzal was meichel, so it's my half a pruta, I bought an esrog, it's shaloi. It's a, you know, klor nafkamina. it's a little bit like his siruf to be Mekadosh and Isha. But here it's forget sirufin, forget about anything. This chatzi pruta, I want to buy a little an esri or an esri with a chatzi pruta.
Arava.
Okay. So sign it up. Whatever. Okay. You can't get a rova either. But okay, I think that's another nafkamina. Fine, so we have all these nafkaminas. So so we have what seems to be a machlokes, the Rambam, the Sefer HaChinuch, and this is the nafkaminas between them. So we could go home and potra nesek, except that the Minchas Chinuch seems to have missed the Chinuch. He talks only about the Minchas Chinuch in Mitzvah Kuv Lamed. That's where we have at least all the arichas. The nafkaminas between the Tatayim and Bechuli Bechuli. When it comes to Mitzvah Reish Chav Tes, he has nothing to say. Only in Mitzvah Reish Chav Tes, the Sefer HaChinuch had a lot to say. Say, I'll read you. He says, "Mit b'tinei ha-mitzvah mashom b'shem l'vroch yishishu reis l'gzol afil kol shu v'chule u'pachis m'shav v'pruta ein v'nikra monay." Why is there no chiyuv hashava? Because u'pachis m'shav v'pruta is ein v'nikra monay. And Mr. Skinner doesn't even talk about this Sefer HaChinuch. And you have here a stira. Here he's following the Rambam. And in mitzvah kuf lamed, he's giving you different timing. What does he need to time me for? It doesn't make sense. It says, you know, he's in Mizakish Dora the Petrei. You can case either one or the other. And Lechure, we had all these Nafkamias before. So basically, if I have a problem, my problem is how to explain the Shitas HaChinuch. Because the Chinuch says, I need two timing. What do I need two timing for? It's overkill. I had enough. Let me start with the Gemaras. I'll start with what's not so obvious. I think that there is clear riot to the Rambam, and intellectual honesty, Nachta Ephraim disagrees with me. But I don't understand the Nachta Ephraim. Maybe the parish on the bottom will explain it. But I don't want to go off track. The Bova Metzia, the Gemara Bova Metzia, the Chovor. The Gemara Metzia has a strange evidence. We have somebody who found an Aveda. And now the question is, who does it belong to? And the Gemara Zukimta was that there are three shutvim in this Aveda. And if there are three prutas in the Aveda, so he's chayav lahachzir. If it's less than three prutas in the Aveda, he's not mechuyav lahachzir, because nobody has a shor pruta. Shutzim together, the corporation, the partnership, has more than shor pruta. But no one of the partners has a shor pruta, and there's no mitzvah of the heishiv to any one of them. And the Gemara's lashon is that Snofal, Mishnayim, and he's the third, Chayiv Lahatsir. The Gemara says Chayiv Lahatsir. It seems to be that we're establishing a Chiyuv to be Machzir. So what's happening here? This person doesn't want to be Machzir, obviously, but the Gemara's telling him Chayiv Lahatsir. You're standing here with a Shovah Pruta from two different people, so you're Chayiv Lahatsir, whether you like to or not. It seems to me that it's clear this is a person who picked it up. And he's a mitzvah, I don't want to give it back. Or he's an elohi, and he went to bed and asked them, who do you to give it back? I don't want to give it back. If you die on, you tell me to give it back, I'll give it back. If not, I won't give it back. So there's clearly no mechila here. There's no mechila. The people who are there, they want it. I mean, it's Nofal Mishnayim, and he picked it up. They're all friends. And Mura says that, and they would be. With regard to Shutfim, he doesn't think they're going to steal from him. They're going to give it back anyway. He takes it for granted that there's no Vaila Chasorin peace if you're dealing with Shutfim. That's the Gemara. I'm not making that up. That's not my anoch. The Gemara is telling me that with Shutfis, there's no Mechilat. The Gemara says that with Shutfim, who see, we own this together, and it dropped from one of us, and I pick it up. So there's no Vaila Chasorin peace because we're Shutfim, and you're in the he want to keep it, and I'm not Michael, I want it back. So there's no reason for Yush here. Never will be Yush or investment. And this person is like, it's Sadeyach, he wants it. So why is there a Chiyuv Hashova here? If it's Pochus Mishova Pruta, there's no Mechila. The only reason that I don't have to give it back is because it's lav momen or loshen of the mitzvah spinov. It doesn't have a shear of hashov. Both the shor puta is a momen. I think that's the Rambam's marker. He had this gemara. This gemara that he understood is telling me that there's no chiva. Both the shor puta was lav momen. Now agav, I know that I have to be right, because if there's no raya from the gemara, then where did the Rambam get this from? We'll soon show you two other Gemaras that contradict the Rambam. And that's what we're going to have to worry about. But where did the Rambam get this if this Gemara isn't his Mokar? Of course, the Gemara is the Mokar. The Machlach Chaim seems to say that later there will be Yush Mechatesa. I don't know where he got it, but that's not my problem. I see this as the source for the Rambam. Now, as opposed to this, we have two other Gemaras that everybody knows already. And we have first the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Nun Tes Omed Aleph, where the Gemara says, like a midam yisor shori, ul oivin kichovi is osur. And the Gemara asks, v'loi v'aritastaya, then says, pos mishob pruta, answer the Gemara, posom mishum delav b'nei mechilev ninovi. It says, the pos mishob pruta, I don't have to go back to Yisrael because he's Michael. And an akum is chayiv on a post mishover pruta because an akum to an akum isn't meichel. So the Gemara is telling me that the only reason there's no chiyav hashove for post mishover pruta is because we're meichel. The loshu lechinov, we are nedivim b'nei nedivim. And the goy is never on a post mishover pruta when he steals from another goy because the other goy is not going to be meichel him. Clear the Gemara that the reason is labanei mechila. Pachas mishover pruta is momen. That's how everybody learns the Gemara. That pachas mishover pruta don't think it's like kedushin. That pachas mishover pruta isn't a shear for kedushin. Pachas mishover pruta is momen. Only there's no chiyav hashover because of mechila. It's not chatzi shear. Pachas mishover pruta is momen. I would be completely vashiv as a zela. Only the akum is meichel. One Gemara connected the Rambam. The other Gemara connected to the Rambam is two blocks earlier. It's even more difficult. And to understand, even without the Rambam, it's more difficult to understand. But there, the Gemara says that, fine, why is there a chiyuv for a chatzi shavu chatzi pruta? If a guy steals from a Yisrael, the Yisrael is bar mechila. And the Gemara is telling me he's meichel and akum too. His mechila is for everybody. Nihi the boss ochim mochalei, says the Gemara. Boss are ochim mochalei. After the Maisa Gzele, the Yisrael finds out that he stole Achatzi Pruta, he's Meichel. But Saro Bishate, Milesle. But when you stole it, till he's Meichel, there's Tsar. Now, this Gemara, I don't understand. I'll show you a second Gemara that says the same thing. I don't understand it either. This Gemara, I don't understand for a very simple reason. I have enough trouble figuring out why it's also to be Mitzayer a Yisrael. I'm not sure there's an issue to be Mitzayer a Yisrael. They'll tell me the Hatur Acha Kamecha, you'll tell me whatever you want. But there's no Pulsik in Chumash that says that there's an issue to be Mitzayer a Yisrael. In fact, Achreinim are, there's a controversy with Tsar Balei Chayim for an Odom. Forget about anything else. Tsar Balei Chayim can be limited to pain. So what's the issue to be Mitzayer a Yisrael? So Baruch Hashem is a Sefer Chassidim. It says you're not allowed to be Gerim Tsar to any other Yisrael. Okay, what the source is, find out. But I have enough trouble finding in Taryag Mitzvahs. For a Ben Noyach, where's the Neshef Mitzvahs? Where is there Osir Litzure Yisrael? Forget about it, Mitzvah and Nakum. Osir Litzure Yisrael, where is this? What kind of new Mitzvah is this? And the Gemara is telling me he's even going to be Nerag because he's being Mitzayer Yisrael, and it's clearly not in the Sheva Mitzvah. Where is this Iser here? That's my problem number one. But Al Koponim, the Gemara is telling me that here the reason Paul Gajar proved you don't have to go back is because of Bechilev, not because it's not called Momah. We have a second Gemara that says essentially the same thing with regard to being Mitzayer Yisrael. That's the Gemara of Yisrael in the Sefer Sakhayo. It says, the Gemara Omer Bechna B'Neyach Nerag Al-Fokhet Mishov Kutet V'Loinitan L'Hishovein. That's where Tosfos says Leinitan Leishovain to Yisrael. He's never Gisils to Yisrael, and Leinitan Leishovain to Yisrael because Yisrael was Meichel. But to another Akum, that's the Tosfos we had before. That another Akum, it is Nitan Leishovain. Now says the Gemara, what's it doing here? Gemara wants to establish that Mashiach isn't a Kenyan. The Amrit Mashiach v'Kecholim ain't a Kenyan. Amai Neharai. There's no Kenyan Zela. He tried to steal it with a Kenyan Mashiach. But if Kenyan Mashiach is not a Kenyan, then Mehechetese, he's Kai. He wasn't a Ganav. If he didn't make a Kenyan, you're not a Ganav. And says the Gemara, he was Mitzayer the Israel. I wasn't a Ganav. I didn't steal it. I didn't have a king Zayla. But I'm Chayiv was a Mitzayer the Israel. No, a new Israel. So must be Shev Mitzvah Bnei Noach. So where is this included in the Shev Mitzvah Bnei Noach? So let me start with one little principle. And the little principle is, before we start about anything, before we take out the Gemara, before we learn the Rambams and all the Kashas, it seems to me that if a person steals money, I am mechuyev to return it for two separate reasons. What is the kind of mechuyev to return it for? Number one, he has a mitzvah heishuv zeila, that's after matter. The Torah says it's a mitzvah heishuv zeila, sure goes on. So it's nitten l'tashlumin, fine. Even if there wouldn't be a mitzvah v'heshiv esek zeila, it seems to me that without a mitzvah ashova, I would also have to return the geneva. Why? Because the victim of the geneva has a simple taina of m'mayni gaboch. You don't owe me money, but I want to recover in specie. I want what was stolen. It's still my money. You have no shaykhus to this. The king is a king neighbor. Yeah, with machayev yivreis. That'll be when it's not here, and we have to know, is there a chiyuv tashlumin? Is there a chiyuv tashlumin? But as long as it's bn, it's memayni gaboch and la'avdil b'dineihem. They also know this. This is an action in Erklevin, I think they call it. When you want, that's when you want the chayvus back. If you don't want the chayvus back, you bring a different kind of action.
Does Erklevin apply to money? I don't know.
Why not?
I don't know. I just you usually associate it with the
because money is generally fungible, and the violate because money is fungible, and nobody has been sugar enough to ask for an action of weapon in order to get the money back. But if that's called memoydigaboch, if you still have it, you haven't spent it, I should be able to bring an action in replevin. I think you can. But I'm interested there. I think you can absolutely.
I think you've got a point. I was thinking in particular. I have a particular issue with the German government who took money from my father-in-law, and I have actual evidence of it. Because I have the receipt from the entry book at Drancy, which I got 2 years in Paris. So I was thinking of asking for those Italian liras they took from him at Drancy, on the entrance of Drancy, in the actual dollar, the actual liras of the time in 1943. It's true replevin of money in the actual currency. Do you understand what I'm saying?
I think you're legally wrong.
You might be right.
An actual replevin would be fine if it were still reposing in their vault. But it's not in their vault. They already converted it. So you have the conversion. After conversion, you've got to bring an action in Trover.
You have to bring an action what? What did you say? You have to bring an action
in Trover.
In Trover. In Trover.
So to bring it back to what we're talking about halachically.
In halacha, you know, they don't care about the dollars. No meshugana. We stole my mingvaz and I want it back because I'm a collector and I don't want you to pay me for the mingvaz. Call in the alma. So I want the mingvaz. But you stole $1,000 from me. Why do I care if it was the bills you stole? You give me another $1,000. It doesn't make a difference to anybody. I'm assuming that that's the only action available because there's no mitzvah yeshiva sechzela. You stole and there's no mitzvah hashoveh. But I'm claiming that without a mitzvah shoveh, I still have this claim to return in specie because it's mine. It's not yours. You never got title. You can't get title against me. It's mine.
In specie means in the same type.
Not type. In specie.
And the thing itself. In the same thing.
The ding an sich.
Yeah.
But why
do
you
have
in specie? That's what's confusing me.
In specie.
Why did you say return? Return money. Why do we talk about in specie when
it's in specie means the same thing. The ding an sich.
The item.
The item. That's called the money.
talking about money, right? So what's the, I understand.
Yes, yeah, it only calls man the gezel's bien. The gezel can be money, the gezel can be chattel,
right.
And if it's still bien, I want it. Forget about if you've converted it to something else. As long as it's bien, I want it in specie.
You're saying those dollar bills with those serial numbers, that's what you want.
Is that what you're saying?
Yes.
Specific dollar bills.
Yes.
That's what
yes.
you need to understand.
Yes, yes, yes.
We don't assume.
But that's what
we don't assume that dollar bills by definition are not bad because it's, you know, $1 another bill.
It depends what I did for. Why money? The ganga that we're talking about isn't he didn't steal a pruta. He stole something that was worth a pruta. Or he stole something that was worth a pochs mishov a pruta. It's not lavdafka money. It's only the medrash that was stealing money there.
But what's Snishka Fairlich to someone who got money stolen, they don't care about the serial numbers on their dollar bill. They just want the money back.
The issue is, if it, you say it doesn't matter,
if for any reason I were not able to claim the value of what you stole from me, I would still have a cause of action for the item that you stole, the Mavoidi Gabo.
It shouldn't be any worse just because it's
two different reasons.
Point.
Two possibilities.
I said that there are two, when somebody steals from me, I come with two kindness. Those are two independent claims. I can't collect twice, obviously. I have two separate claims. Number one, the Heshiv Zazel is your Gozal. And there's a Chiv Tashlumin if you don't have the Chavis Bien. Number two, forget about the Heshiv Zazel is your Gozal. Even if you're not Mechulim, the Heshiv Zazel is your Gozal. You're a Cheri Shaita Vagotten. You're Potem Yikol Mitzvah Samurus Patera. The money's still there. It's my money. Give it back to me. It's not your money.
Unless we say by money, there's no Ben. That's not true.
Money is bien, money is no different from anything else, and money doesn't suddenly morph because you can funge it with something else. Not because, just because it's fungible doesn't mean that there's no chiyuv for the money bien. And so why get hung up on money? I was talking about the chavitz, the candy bar, the piece of candy, it's for agassi protein. Forget about the money. Money's not important. I think it's no different from money. But I'm saying you steal chattel from me, I have two separate claims. One, they should say they should go so. Number two, give me back. It's not yours. You stole my candy bar, my little chiclet. Give me back the chiclet. It's mine. You have to give it back to me. I think that's a double portion. That there you have to start with. And you saw that there are two separate chiyuvim. If you need a raya, I have a raya. Gomor Bava Kama. Kuf Yud Gimel. Or it's Kuf Gimel. If a person steals, and then somebody, the victim, the nitzal, is meichel him, says the Gemara, now I have a mitzvah shoveh of only a pot mishov bruta. Till you were Michael, I had a mitzvah sexela, and I had to go find you because I had a mitzvah chiyuvi of eishiv. I got to go find you. Now, if it's only a pot mishov bruta, there's no mitzvah of eishiv. Says Rashi, in tzorech lohi lichle acharov. Rashi's medayik, the lashon of the Gemara. I don't have to run after you to give it to you. Quote, Elo yinuchushom v'yavoyu balov v'yitnu es shalai, says. Let the balim come and take it. What? There's no mitzvah heishi. What's the balim coming for? It doesn't have to, why do I have to give it to him? The answer, I don't have to give it to him. He's coming with kind of a mighty gabo. It's mine. I'm taking it. This is kosher tefisa. It's not even over in his dinel and afshe. It's my money. You don't have a chiyuv to give it to me, but I can take it because it's remaining a double portion. As long as the money is still being. And then in the tour, there's a machlokes, the Ri and the Rama, whether if it's nisyaker and becomes worth a fruta, whether I then have to go run after you to give it to you. Why should I have to go run after you to give it to you? You are meichon yichus, mishavah bruta. What's left over is the moment. And if it does become moment, marash, afterwards, I'm no longer chayv. The answer has to be that this pochis mishavah bruta isn't mine. I wasn't claiming that. It was presumed that if I gave the nafkamis between the Rambam and the Sefer HaChinuch, I don't have a kinyan in the pochis mishavah bruta. If you are meichel mi pachis mi shofar pruta, the pachis shofar pruta is still yours. The only issue is this old mitzvah heishiv chayisav in the air. That's the machlekes, the Ri and the Ramah in the tour. But that you should come to me and take it, adover poshet. The only it's megmeini gaboch, and it's only because it's megmeini gaboch that when it's nisyaker, there might be a chiyah for me to go after you. So if it's a chiyah for me to go after you, it has to be because it was your money that was nisyaker, not my money that was nisyaker, and that can in effect make the old mitzvah heishiv to be chayzer v'nir.
Is that even when there's a
mechila? No. The question is, what's happening here? My point was that the if there's mechil chutz mipoch mishavar pruta, there's no mechila chutz mipoch mishavar pruta. Here's a case where there was no mechila. Ordinarily, I don't have to be back to mipoch mishavar pruta, not because it's not momen, but because you were mechil. When you're mechil, it becomes mine. Here, if you're not mechila, post mishavar pruta. So the Gemara is saying that there's no mechila, so it's not mine. It's therefore it's still yours. If it's still yours, then you can come and take it. I don't have to go run for you. And nisyaker, certainly I have to give it to you because it's yours. That's nisyaker. If it wasn't, if it's mine already, how can you be mechuyev to give you back the appreciated value of something that is no longer yours? If you get the appreciated value, it must be because the chayfetz itself still remains yours. And going back to what we were speaking before in the Minchas Chinuch, it's even if there is a mitzvah of hashoveh, even if there's no mitzvah hashoveh, he says that if the chatzi prut is nisyaker, I'll have to return it without a mitzvah of hashoveh. That makes no sense. Without the svar of memoni gavoh. I mean, it's the same thing that I'm saying now. I said it before without explaining it. Now it's a double portion. Of course, that's what the mitzvah is saying. There's the tzvi of memoni gavoh, and even if there's no mitzvah of hashoveh, he emphasizes, he even puts the words into my mouth, even if there's no mitzvah hashoveh, you're entitled to reclaim it because it's yours that was nisyaker. He doesn't use the word memeinigabov. I'm adding that. That's nothing. He's just explaining why. It belongs to the other person. So if it's memeinigabov, he can come and take it. And again, as I said before, that if you buy an esrei with this pochus mishover pruta, the other person wasn't meichel, it can't be shaloi, it's not mine. It's your money I used to buy the esrei, not my money, etc., etc. So that was just the yisod. Now let's go back to what we were talking about. The Rambam says that the ben noyach is chayiv misa for pochus mishover pruta because the shurim are only for bnei Yisrael. Halacha Moshe Sinai, a goy doesn't have shurim. Comes and says this for Eved Nachai also. So the Lecha Mishnah asks, it's an elementary kasha. I don't know why other people didn't ask. I don't know why they learned the Gemara in Sanhedrin. Kol Yomai Oisin Tzayir. On the Gemara, it doesn't make sense. The Gemara is asking me about Gezel of Pachas Mishover Pruta. And back where we started from, the Gemara Nuntes. Nuntes on Hedron.
Yeah.
Gemara says, why is an Akum me Kemiti? How can an Akum be Kaye? For Pachas Mishover Pruta, the Yisrael is Pachas. Yeah? So, Alei. Lach Mishnah's Kasha. And how can the Yisrael be Kaye on a Pachas Mishir? Of Aver Min Achai, if Israel's broken. If somebody were to ask you that without a Gemara, what would you answer? Yes, it's a foolish question. It's an extremely foolish question because there's no Mikamidi on the Chiyuv. The Agakum gets Misa, and the Israel gets a lesser Einish. The Shiurim are the technicalities. When we say Mikamidi, we mean there's no Maisa which is Mutter to an Akum, and also to an Akum, Mutter to Yisrael. That there are going to be variations in the Shiurim Allah Mesh Misinai. But the Chiyuv, the Chefts of the Yisrael is the same. And particularly, Chatzi Shir is also Minatera. If Chatzi Shir is also Minatera, so it's a Dover Posh, it's only Nachmin Einish. So, of course, the Nachmin is Einishim. And Ben Noach is Nerag on all the Shavuot Mitzvahs, and Yisrael isn't Nerag on most of the Shavuot Mitzvahs. So, of course, it's in the Nachmin is in the Einish. So I go back now to the Gemara And I say, so what's more asking about Gesell? Forget about the Teretz. You're asking me, how can it be Nerag on the Pachus Mishova Pruta if Yisrael is a Nerag on the Pachus Mishova Pruta? What's it different for me from Yachad? There's no shearing. The Benayach is Potter on the Pachus Mishova Pruta. I don't need Teretz saying. What's the more asking? If there's any Chiddush, it's on with Lermshot in the Gemara. I'm emphasizing that because what I'm going to say isn't the words of the Gemara, but I don't know of any other way to learn the Gemara. The Lech Mishnah asked the Kasha, and you know, he's in the Barim Kremis. I don't understand what he's answering. So the Teretz Kumtis Nisht. He talks, but he doesn't answer. At least I don't understand it as a Teretz on the Kasha. I think you have to go back to the Gemara and analyze the Gemara carefully. It seems to me that the Gemara in the Kasha didn't understand that a Pachus Mishova Pruta is a kind of a Chatzi Shir. The Gemara didn't think that an Akum is Chayiv on a Chatzi Pruta, Pachus Mishova Pruta, because he's Chayiv on a Chatzi Shir, Veiver Melachai. The Gemara assumed, and I'm sure that there are people out there who still think so, because every Shreinim will say so. The Chinuch says it's Lav Modenu. They thought that insofar as an Akum is concerned, Pachus Mishova Pruta is Momin, and for Yisrael, it's not Momin. We've got different standards, different definitions. A Heft of Momin for Yisrael is a Pruta, and a Heft of Momin for an Akum is even a Pachus Mishova Pruta. That's not Mikamidi anymore. You're telling me that for Goy, this is Momin, and for me, it's not Momin. That's Mikamidi. And if that sounds bizarre to you, I'll give you an example. It is true. There are some things that are one thing for a Goy, and there's something else for us, and we have a problem with Mikamidi. A Nefesh for Yisrael, the partially Sirtzach, is a Yolud. And for Benayah Huschayev Alubrim, why is that Benayah Chayev Alubrim? The simplest explanation, and I think I had four others in a footnote, but the simplest explanation is that in Hilchus b'nei noyach and Uber is a nefesh, and that the nefesh is omnip. There's one nefesh for an akum, and there's another nefesh for Yisrael. For a b'nei noyach and Uber is a nefesh. She'll ask me, mikimidi, tesis esakash. Here is a problem. If you're telling me that it's a nefesh for a benayach, then why isn't it a nefesh for Yisrael? So Taisus answers, there's no mikimidi if it's also for some other reason. You know, if you get it, there's other reason of Riga Supreme, so therefore there's no problem with mikimidi. But the Gemara in the Havamina, when it asks, at mikimidi, how can an aku be chayiv for chatzi pruta? It must be because it's moment. The Yisrael is potter, as the Chinuch says, because lot momentu. It's not moment for Yisrael. So mikimidi for him is it's called moment. For me, it's not called moment. Answers the Gemara, you got it wrong. You got it wrong. It's moment for both of us. It's moment for me also. For Yisrael, achatzi prut is called moment. Only there's mechila. The Yisrael's meichel. That's not got to do with mikimidi. The Yisrael's meichel. The Akum is meichel. That's an accident. It's not part of the definition of the chefs of the Yisrael. Yes.
You could say that it is mamon, but it's mechila. Yeah. Or you could say that because of mechila, that's why it's not mamon.
No.
That's
absolutely
not. That's the lashon of Rashi, Nevi Zohar.
It may be the lashon of Rashi, Nevi Zohar. I don't think it's the lashon of Rashi, Nevi Zohar. But we'll see
the words he says.
Yeah. No. Okay. We'll see what Rashi means, Nevi Zohar. Now, if that's what the Gemara is saying. So the Rambam doesn't have to talk about this at all. The Rambam is telling you the difference between Yisrael and a Benayah. It's moment for both, except that there's no shearing for Benayah. He's chayav nachah, both mikashir. And you want to know why is the Yisrael not mechuyav in hashova? Of course it's moment. Only he's meichel. There is no he's meichel. So there's no chiyav hashova, only because of mechila. Comes the Gemara then in Nun Zayin, and the Gemara asks if it's Pachus Mishova Pruta, then why is the Akum Chayiv? Why is he steals from Yisrael? Why is he Chayiv? I'm sorry, if Yisrael is Michael, Yisrael is Michael anyway. So Yisrael is Michael, says the Gemara, because the Akum is not Michael, so I steal from the Akum. The Skaya, because La B'nei Mechilin, you know. The Gemara tells me only the difference between lav and mechila, and for the Yisroel, you're chayiv, even though the Yisroel was manichol, because katsare li Yisroel. He's chayiv only because you were geirim tsar to the Yisroel. So what does this mean, mishum detsare li Yisroel? The words mishum detsare li Yisroel means something totally different. I'm not mechuyiv for the tsar, at least I interpret the Gemara saying. This is a two-step process. First, you steal from me, and you're over with Sigisov, and then I'm Mechilah. In between, even if it's Geherifying, in between, you were a Gazno without Mechilah. If I'd be Mechilah in advance, the Kraksusi Amnasli Potter. The Akum will also be Potter. The Akum is Chayiv because at the time he stole it, he was already over. Even though I'm Mechilah the Goy also. But when he stole it, he was already over. The fact that it was Mechilah afterwards isn't a Machaper or a Mechilah for the Einish Bez. The Einish Misa remains. That's the Tzara being Yisrael. There's the Maisin Zela. The Yisrael is Mechilah afterwards, but in between, he was already over. You now go to the Gemara of Avodah Zarah and the Rashi that you're quoting. The Gemara of Avodah Zarah is saying the same thing. He's asking it stronger. The Gemara of Avodah Zarah is saying that how can there be a chiyuv if the Akum isn't going there with Meshichim? And at this point, I have a chikira. It has nothing to do with anything we're talking about. What's Gezel? Is Gezel taking something from you, or is Gezel putting what's not mine in my pocket? Is the Yitzhar Gezel, the chiyuv Gezel, does it come because I was meitzi from your rishus? Or is there no chiyuv gezel until I put it in my pocket, and presumably it's because I put it in my pocket that I'm a gazlan, not because I took it away from you. What is it? What's the iver? What's the avli here? Taking you or being misrabim alaynai with somebody else's property? Is it unjust enrichment or is it being mechasim moment of somebody else? So the Gemara is answering that question, if I am right. The Gemara is not telling me that leitnitin leishofen the amrim shibud kichovim ena kaina if meshiach shibud kichovim is ena kaina then I haven't acquired anything. I haven't taken anything. I haven't put anything in my pocket. There's no unjust enrichment. How can I possibly be chayiv? Answers the Gemara. You know what I'm chayiv for? Mishum ditzari leisrael the cheftza leisigzel. Is being machaser somebody else's moment, even if I'm not doing it. I can steal from somebody without a kinyan zela, and I can still be a gazlan. Not a mazim, but a gazlan, because I was machaser your moment. Taisa says this, I'm not saying this. Taisa says that what was the Gemara is having me then? That Paul's Mishover proof, I would think, he's like, he's the Sura they got moment, they got moment, why is Linus Rabbe? Share Loikono. It's the thesis in Avodah Zarah, right on the Omid. He says, since it wasn't in Sarabe, there shouldn't be any chiyuv. Answers the Gemara, I don't need it to be in Sarabe. That's the Rolls-Royce Terrence. That the Tzareli Yisrael, even if it wasn't in Sarabe, you were Machas of a moment. For being Machas of a moment, that is enough to be Machayin you. That's the Losh Tesis. Both in Shabru, the Shadis Yisrael, Bab Mainu. The Gam Momen of the Yechovin Loin Nisrabe, Share Loikono. Yisrael doesn't care, he's Meichel. Answers the Gemara, Tzare Li Yisrael, before he was Meichel. Before he was Meichel, I took it away, I was Mechazer his moment, and even though the moment of the Akum wasn't Nisrabe, I'm Chayit for the Meisim Zema. And all the Rashi was saying is, that I stole the post of Shavuot Putin. I forgot that we stole out of Mainu the Machli Alei. Gabi Vikichovim Mainu. Uben Noyab Nitzdave Ala Gezel. Of course, Gabi Vikichovim Mainu. It's Mulan for Yisrael also. But if God the Akum is here Chayiv for the Maisik Zayla, that's when the Gemara that's already anticipating the Tzari the Yisrael is anticipating that the Gemara is going to tell me that the Akum was over the Lysingzal, even if he wasn't the Srabim Mamainai. That's, I think, a Dover portion. That's in Rashi. So, okay, so what we have then is and the analysis of the Gemara in Nuntes in a manner such that the Gemara is no steerer to the Rambam. Otherwise, I see it as a steerer to the Rambam. But I think that it's Mukhrach even without the Rambam, because without the Rambam, I'm back to the Lachim Mishnah's Kasha. What's the Gemara suddenly asking about Chatzi Pruta? That without the Gemara, we'll have Chatzi Pruta. What about Eivor Min Achai, the Chatzi Shir of Eivor Min Achai? The Gemara is not asking from Eivor Min, from Chatzi Shir. The Gemara knows that Chatzi Shir is a foolish question. We know the Torah, to all Chatzi Shir. It applies to everyone, applies to Chatzi Shir of Mammon also. So it had to be a totally different kashya and a totally different teretz. So it's no longer a steer to the Rambam. So once we have that, I think that if we go back to the Tesis and see the Tesis in Avodah Zarah, the Tesis in Avodah Zarah, where Tesis says that it's l'nid l'shavayin, but to an Akum who's not Meichel, it is Nitin L'Hashovein. That means an Akum steals from another Akum, there's no Mechilah, and he's Chayim Apokos Mekishir. So it's Nitin L'Hashovein also. Why not? There's not, the Chatzi Shir is still Momen. We don't have any principle. The Chatzi Shir is a Momen, so it's Nitin L'Hashovein to a Goy as well. In which case, it's a steer to the Medrash. I have a problem. I must confess, I think every Rav has used the Medrash in one case or another, but to me, it was always Libi Neufi. It was Libi Neufi. Yet up, I say that these Goyim, before Mount Taurus, were stealing half a shot of Pruta and were getting away with it. I knew the Tesis. I knew the Tesis says that you have that there is a Chiyav HaShavu. And what's going to happen? We'll have a din Torah, and the goyel wants his half a fruta back. I mean, the word not mechuyev mashkuni nafshin to miyashiv a medrash, but he'll come with a medrash connected to Tesis. I didn't look at the tumim for the klolim of kimli. I don't think the goy can say kimli ka medrash connected to Tesis, which means that the dayanim will have no choice but to be mechayev him to make hashava. And I'm getting up in the beam and I'm saying that there's no chiyuv hashavah. That's called pony b'terish like halacha. I mean, it bothered me. So I'm not sure that I was right in Pshat Tesis. Tesis says, I read it to you. Tesis says what Tesis says. But Tesis didn't say that Beis Din is mechay if you to give it back. Of course it's the end of hashavah. But it didn't say that Beis Din tells you to give it back. This is a Dayan Tzarchian. I've gone through a little, but I haven't found anybody to talk about what I want to talk about. Ein Neskokin L'Pokos M'Shover Pruta, that's a Tchilastin. Seif Din is even L'Pokos M'Shover Pruta. Why? Because it's like Kedusha Isha, the lesson of Pruta is not a moment for Beis Din. It doesn't make sense. And Seif Din should also be enough. You know, the case of Seif Din is Rashi, this Rashi is Pshat. I come and I am Tivei, you are Shavu Pruta, Dayonim, hear me, and they say, Chayev. And then the Nitva says, wait a minute, he owes me a Pachas Mishavu Pruta, so you have to reduce the award to a Pachas Mishavu Pruta, and Bezin Mechui to listen to him, and to reduce it to a Pachas Mishavu Pruta. If it's not Momen, and Bezin doesn't mean to do with things that are not Momen, then why do I listen to him when he comes to a Pachas Mishavu Pruta? Give him the money to put in finish. Elamai, of course, a Polish Shavuot is moment, and it's moment in Besn also. Only this principle of Ein Niskokin has to be a kind of principle of a Sidur Hadin, that the minus non kogit lex. It's too little to bother Dayanim. Don't bother them over it. Of course, it's moment, but you can't bother them. So, what does that mean? Does that mean that a potent shor pruta you get away with? It doesn't mean you get away with potent shor pruta. It means that there is no mitzvah of a heishiv, and that Bezin will not enforce the mitzvah of a heishiv. For Nakum, there's no key of a heishiv altogether. But what does Nakum have? Nakum has the memoni gaboch, or whatever other tzvias there are, if there's no memoni gaboch. So what does it mean? Bezin won't be niskak to a chatzi shor to a chatzi pruta for Nakum. Only the Nignav will come and be Teifes, we won't be so eager to take it back. Because Kedin also, he's taking his money. So the Medrash is right. These people came, they wanted to get away with it. And these are great tzaddikim. They don't care what they're chayim, what they're bother. Haraya tells the chayim, the Klei Yochar, he's going to be chayim. He says, anyway, it was only he wants to be able to avoid Bezdin, and the Bezdin is the mitzvah with regard to all of this. Because Bezdin doesn't have a license to sit in the book, it's Mishover Pruta. That's the Medrash. That's not what he said till now. Of course it's Mormon, and Bezdin would be Nisgar, except this is now Halachas Bezdin, Halachas Sanhedrin. For whatever reason, this is the source of the Halacha. I go back now to Tosfos. I'm not sure Tosfos disagrees. Tosfos is telling me that when an Akum steals a poch Mishover Pruta from Yisrael, he can go to sleep at night. It's Chayav Misa. But why should he give it back to me? I was Meichlein. He has to be a fool to give it back to me. And I can't go take it from him afterwards, because I was Meichel already. Can't be an Indian giver. Once I was Meichel, I can't take it back. However, Akum, Akum, of course it's Nidin L'Hishovin. Not in Besdin. But the Nixal can come and he can take it, because Skotsov is his moment, and Bob and Shoah Pruta is moment. Just Bezdin is in this guy to that moment. If that's the case, then the Medrash is right. Of course it's moment. Tosfos is right. Tosfos is saying it's moment. But this little Nakuda that it's Yetzer B'Dayonim, Tosfos never had it. Tosfos didn't say it's moment, it's Yetzer B'Dayonim. He says that Yisroel to Yisroel, it's Nitin L'Hishovein. I go take it. It's needly shoved. I can go take it. But the Bezdin won't necessarily give it to me. If so, they keep on making our brushes. We don't have to worry about it.
Sure. Yeah.
Okay.
I'm
listening
to Bible
covers
if you want.
Mm-hmm.
Already? Wow.
That's good. Saturday of the week, right?
Oh, it's Tuesday.
On Tuesday. Tuesday. All right. I'll give you on Monday, sure enough.
Yeah.
I'll give you Bible covers.
Monday, if anything's Tuesday.
If your words are Tuesday.
Yeah.
Come Monday, we'll need a Monday morning with Bible
comes. Okay, beautiful. Beautiful.